This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. A content warning for listeners. This next piece describes racist violence. Albuquerque lost an influential anti-racism activist and educator in June. Pahati Mahilatu Ansari died from lymphocytic leukemia at 72 years old. Ansari was the founder of the Racism Free Zone program for schools, which she started in Oregon about 30 years ago after her sons experienced racist attacks in junior high school. KUNM's Yasmin Khan met up with Ansari's son, Elliot Cook, at his mother's favorite spot in Albuquerque, Tingley Beach, to talk about his mother and her legacy.
And she just liked the greenery. She liked that smell. She liked being around nature. She liked listening to the animals, and she was a great animal lover.
Ansari was born outside Chicago and adopted into a farm family. She earned degrees from Chicago's Kennedy King College and Sojourner Douglas College in Baltimore, Maryland. Cook told me his mother was an activist ever since he could remember, but her work became more public when she and her two sons moved from Chicago to Eugene, Oregon in 1980. There, Ansari worked with the NGO Clergy and Laity Concern, where she focused on anti-nuclear weapons proliferation. Cook and his brother were 11 and 13 years old, and Cook says the racist attack started soon after arriving when he took over another kid's paper route.
The woman had seen me before delivering papers, and one day she met me out there and she had her dog attack me. The police didn't do anything about it, and the basic response were, if you people did not come here, this wouldn't have happened.
It only got worse. Cook says he and his brother were rejected from city buses and blocked from entering stores, had things thrown at them, faced whole families attacking them with weapons. But he said it all came to a head in his art class where students hung drawings on the wall.
And they had on there Save the Whales and, you know, typical children's stuff. And then one of them was a black man hanging from a tree. So I take it off the wall and I go up to the teacher and I dropped it right in the trash can. And so before I can even turn around, he picks it out the trash can, puts it back on the wall. And the classroom erupted in laughter.
Ansari pulled her boys out of school. Cook says the district threatened to jail her for not enrolling them, that their phone was tapped, and his mother was harassed as she began investigating the racism in the school.
Finally, people were coming out the woodwork saying, this has been happening to my kid. And just getting a coalition of people who are finally speaking up. So it was acknowledged then that, yeah, we do have a big problem. When that happened, folks came up to her, especially a lot of teachers were saying, okay, this is happening in my class. I did not know what to do. I was not aware. Or I did turn a blind eye. I did know it was happening, but I didn't acknowledge it because it wasn't me that was happening to. Code is me for not, you know, I'm not black or I'm not Asian or I'm not Mexican. Her response was, okay, let me come in there and let me tell you, let me teach you. And that was the groundwork for Racism Free Zone.
Cook says his mother's work in Oregon led to meetings with other influential black activists, including Muhammad Ali, Louis Farrakhan, Jesse Jackson, and Rosa Parks, who sent her personal bodyguards with Ansari to a meeting with school administrators and community members. According to an account written by her friend Misa Ju, that's when Ansari demanded changes that would become the Racism Free Zone, including anti-racism training and education about the Black American experience for the children and adults in schools. Since then, Cook says 20 schools around the country, from Eugene, Oregon, to Albuquerque, to Baltimore, have adopted the concept, aiming to create safe spaces for students of color and encourage discussions about racism. Cook said his mother was known for her kindness, even in the face of oppression. He attributes her willingness to connect with people to being adopted. He says she became like everyone's mother.
She didn't care if you was 18 or 80. She took care of you, and you were part of her family. You know, she'd come in your house and go, "Ooh, I want this, and I give you this for that." And like, just take over. And just make her house, her house kind of thing. And that was part of her charm, and that was part of her love, that's what she did wherever she went.
After moving to Albuquerque in 2007, Ansari also worked through the Los Jardines Institute with the Environmental Justice Health Alliance. Their years-long campaign succeeded in getting dollar store executives to agree to phase out certain toxic chemicals in products they sell. Cook says his mother's message to the world is for people to be less selfish and more caring about their community.
She's not gone. She's just left the room. Because everyone that's been touched by her, they are going to carry her spirit with her. And they're going to actually do things in their communities, in their families, and wherever they go. They're going to carry that love.
Ansari is survived by her sons, 6 grandchildren, and 3 great-grandchildren. Cook asks anyone who wants to help defray the family's medical costs from her battle with cancer or send condolences to contact him at 3131 Leo Road Southwest, Apartment C in Albuquerque. For KUNM, I'm Yasmin Khan.
Learn more at KUNM.org.
Correction. The original story said that Ansari and her family arrived in Eugene in 1990, but in fact, they arrived in 1980.